弟兄姊妹平安。
Peace to brothers and sisters。
我们先读两处的圣经。
We are going to read two scriptures。
第一处我们请读哥林多后书第四章。
The first place is the Second Corinthians。
第五节。
Chapter 4, verse 5。
哥林多后书第四章第五节。
Chapter 4, verse 5。
我们原不是传自己，乃是传基督耶稣为主，并且自己因耶稣做你们的仆人。
For we do not preach ourselves, but Jesus Christ as Lord, and ourselves as your servants for Jesus' sake.
我们再看第一章，哥林多后书第一章。
In the same book, 2 Corinthians chapter 1.
我们从第三节一直看到第十二节。
Verse 3 to verse 12.
愿颂赞归于我们的主耶稣基督的父神，就是发慈悲的父，赐各样安慰的神。
Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of compassion and the God of all comfort.
我们在一切患难中，他就安慰我们，叫我们能用神所赐的安慰去安慰那遭各样患难的人。
Who comforts us in all our troubles, so that we can comfort those in any trouble with the comfort we ourselves have received from God.
我们既多受基督的苦楚，就靠基督多得安慰。
For just as the sufferings of Christ flow over into our lives, so also through Christ our comfort overflows.
我们受患难呢，是为叫你们得安慰，得拯救。我们得安慰呢，也是为叫你们得安慰。这安慰能叫你们忍受我们所受的那样苦楚。
If we are distressed, it is for your comfort and salvation. If we are comforted, it is for your comfort, which produces in your patience endurance of the same sufferings we suffer.
我们为你们所存的盼望是确定的。因为知道你们既是同受苦楚，也必同得安慰。
And our hope for you is firm, because we know that just as you share in our sufferings, so also you share in our comfort.
弟兄们，我们不要你们不晓得，我们从前在亚西亚遭遇苦难，被压太重，力不能胜，甚至连活命的指望都绝了。
We do not want you to be uninformed, brothers, about the hardships we suffered in the province of Asia. We were under great pressure, far beyond our ability to endure, so that we despaired even of life.
自己心里也断定是必死的，叫我们不靠自己，只靠叫死人复活的神。
Indeed, in our hearts we felt the sentence of death.But this happens that we might not rely on ourselves, but on God, who raises the dead.
他曾救我们脱离那极大的死亡，现在仍要救我们，并且我们指望他将来还要救我们。
He has delivered us from such a deadly peril, and he will deliver us. On him we have set our hope that he will continue to deliver us.
你们以祈祷帮助我们，好叫我们为好叫许多人为我们谢恩，就是为我们因许多人所得的恩。
As you help us by your prayers, then many will give thanks on our behalf for the gracious favor granted us in answer to the prayers of many.
我们所夸的是自己的良心，见证我们凭着神的圣洁和诚实，在世为人不靠人的聪明，乃靠神的恩惠。像你们更是这样。
Now this is our boast. Our conscience testifies that we have conducted ourselves in the world, and especially in our relations with you, in the holiness and sincerity that are from God. We have done so not according to worldly wisdom, but according to God's grace.
我们再一点祷告。
Let's have more prayer.
主，我们在你面前凭着我们自己实在没有什么话好说。
Lord, before you, we relying on ourselves, we really have no word to say.
一切的话都必须从你来。
All the word must come from you.
除了你的话能够叫我们得帮助、得生命、得供应之外，
besides your word that can help us to give us life, to give us supplies.
一切人的话不过是虚空，不过叫我们更加的愁烦。
All the other words come from men is just emptiness and give us more trouble.
我们唯一无靠的求主在今天的这样的一个机会里面向我们说话。
Lord, we ask you to speak to us in this gathering.
向说话的、向翻译的、向一同听主话的都说话。
Speak to the one who speak, who translate, and who listen.
求主再一次用宝血接近我们。
May your precious blood cleanse us again.
使我们能够听得进你的话。
So that we can hear your words.
使我们能够接受你的话。
So that we can accept your words.
求主用智慧和启示的灵充满我们。
Please fill us with your wisdom and revelation spirit.
叫我们在你的话中享受你的恩典。
So that we can enjoy your words.
叫我们在你的话中得到生命。
So that we can receive life in your word.
叫我们在你的话中得到盼望。
So that we can receive hope from your word.
叫我们在你的话中也得到拯救。
So that we can receive salvation from your word.
天父，我们把这一点的时间无依无靠的交托在你手中。
Heavenly Father, we give this time upon you.
求你所赐给你儿子耶稣基督的权柄，就是天上、地上、地底下所有一切的权柄。都交给他的权柄在这里彰显。
We ask you to reveal the authority that you have given to Jesus, the authority that you have given to him from the heaven, from the earth, and from this word.
管制一切应当被管制。
To rule all the one that needs to be ruled.
叫我们在这里可以享受你的恩典。
So that we can enjoy your grace.
我们谢谢。
We thank you.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
In Christ Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
在我们人的一生，常常最不愿意遇到的就是患难。
In our life, we don't want to meet trouble.
尤其是那一个极大的患难。
Especially great tribulation.
有时候患难临到我们。产生一个地步，我们这个人就完全失去了方向。
Sometimes great tribulations make us change our direction.
患难的压力在我们身上大到一个地步，我们这个人好像完全窒息了。
The great pressure up to a point that put us to death.
而且我们好像向前摸摸不到方向，向后看看不到退路。
And we cannot touch our future, or we cannot turn back and look at our past.
我们转来转去，好像是在原地打转。
We wandering around on the same place.
好像有一个说不出来的痛苦，一直把我们压到一个地步，我们完全没有办法呼吸。
There is such unspoken pressures on us that we cannot bear.
而且患难常常是一个人面对死亡的一个关口。
And suffering is the gate that we.Encounter before the death.
有的人你平常看他很刚强。
A lot of people you saw him very strong all the time.
看他很聪明。
Very wise.
好像也蛮活泼的，蛮快乐的。
And is very active, happy.
可是到患难的时候，他可能说没有就没有了。
But when sufferings come, he just lost.
大概上个礼拜吧，前个礼拜有一个报纸上登的有一个消息。
Last week there was a news on the newspaper.
有一个台湾的大学教授。
There is a professor from Taiwan.
他养了两个这个智能上有问题的孩子。
He has two child who are mentally ill.
而且呢，他的孩子呢，生理上。有一个缺陷，就是到了年轻的时候，二十几岁，可能到三十岁之前呢，就会去世。
And even a physical defect that may die before 20 or 30 years old.
他知道这个未来的发展。
He knew the future.
所以他努力在他的家里面，想要创造出一个 生命的意义出来。
So he worked very hard for the meaning of life.
他为着他的孩子，甚至到美国去念最好的像 Hopkins 的，那些关于特殊教育的这一方面。
For his children, he even came to America to study the special education.
而且呢，他是在对他的孩子用尽了所有一切的功夫。
And he has spent all the effort on his children.
而且他也回到台湾去呢，去，因为台湾对于特殊教育呢是非常忽略的。
He went back to Taiwan, but Taiwan was very neglected to the special education.
所以呢，他在台湾呢就争取这个特殊教育的机会。
So he was struggling to fight for the special education in Taiwan.
但是事情总要发生。
But this is eventually going to happen.
虽然他这么爱他的孩子。
No matter how his love to his children.
他用尽他所有一切的力量。
He spent all his effort.
他寻找他所有一切可以寻找的机会。
He seek all the opportunities he can seek.
但是他的孩子到的时候呢，还是要去世。
But when time comes, his children has to pass.
所以呢，他第一个孩子在大概去年就去世。
So his first son died last year.
那他心里非常的伤痛。
He was suffering in his heart.
可是他对他的家庭，对他的孩子是在好到一个地步，是大家公认的。
He was too good to his family and children that everybody admit.
而且呢，听说还得一个所谓的大爱的奖，就是说他的爱很大很大，特别是表现在他的孩子身上。
And he even received a reward, a trophy about the love to his children.
这个家庭呢，像是一个模范的家庭。
This family is like a model family.
好像大家都觉得说，当你遇到困难的时候，你一定有个出路。
And it tells people that when you are encountering sufferings, there is a way out.
他们的做法，他们的追求，他们的一些努力呢，就是这个出路。
What they are pursuing, what they are doing is the way out.
结果今年呢，他第二个儿子呢，也差不多要死了。
However, this year, his second son is going to die soon too.
在他看到那个儿子差不多他以为已经死了。结果他受不了。
He even thought the second son has died and he cannot bear the sufferings.
他就从楼上跳楼，自己自杀。
And he suicide by jumping from high levels.
这让人家很觉得没有办法理解。
People cannot understand.
他不是看起来是有出路的吗？
Didn't he seem to have a way out?
为什么到最后他是用这样的方式来结束他自己？
Why did he end his life like this?
更稀奇的是，他跳楼的同时呢，那一天呢，是他的岳母出殡的那一天。
And what's surprising is, the day he jumped from the high floor suicide is the same day that his mother-in-law, A funeral.
所以他岳母刚刚去世。
So his mother-in-law just passed away.
他的儿子快要死。
His second son is dying.
结果他呢自杀了。
And he suicide.
他的太太正在送他岳母的出殡的这个过程当中。
And his wife was in the funeral of her mother.
就突然听到这个他先生自杀的电话。
And then she suddenly heard about on the phone about her husband suicide.
就赶啊赶啊赶回来。
And she rushed back.
就看到他另外那个儿子呢，剩最后一口气，在奄奄一息。
And she saw the second son struggling for the last breath.
这个太太呢，她说，不，她也是要跳楼，她要冲去跳楼。
And the wife wants to suicide as well.
是在旁边人把她抓住。
But people around her grab her.
如果旁边人没有把她抓住，她就 也走了。
If the people around her do not grab her in time, she's going to jump from high floors too.
那她呢，努力去救她的那个儿子呢，送到医院之后也走了。
And they tried to save the second son by sending him to the hospital, but it was too late as well.
所以你会发现是充满着死亡。
The family is full of death.
我们看到这个，我们心里是很难过的。
We were very sad after reading this.
我们不会觉得这是一个好听好笑的故事。
We don't think this is a joke.
但是呢, 这的确有一个东西好像是死亡的权势在那里很厉害的在那里抓人,
But it truly has that death dominion over people to grab on people.
也许我们不会遇到像这样的情况。
Maybe we will not face the same situation.
但是呢, 保罗他就遇到说, 他遇到一个情况呢, 就是, 力不能胜。
But Paul has encountered a situation that he cannot overcome.
被压太重。
He was pressured too hard.
甚至连活命的指望都绝了。
Even lost the life hope.
自己断定，别人评判是没用。是那个人当时说，他认定他已经死定了。Even
him himself, determined that he is going to die.
我们讲到这个救恩。When
we talk about the salvation,
圣经在用一些救恩拯救的这个字也很奇妙。There
are words that's used in the Bible.
大部分我们讲到救恩呢，都是那个主耶稣为我们死。 埋葬复活那一方面的,
Most of the time when we talk about salvation, it's about Jesus dying on the cross and buried and then resurrected.
就是那个救恩的真理,救恩的那个神成就的事实。
And that is the meaning of the resurrection and what God has done.
那圣经有一个特别的用字,这是好像它是一个会动的字一样。
But there is another word that is in the verb form. In the Bible.
它的意思是拯救的意思。
And the meaning is rescue.
但这个拯救意思是从一个非常非常糟糕的情况把你拖出来,要拉出来的这个拯救。
It's to draw you from the worst situation.
所以保罗说他在被压太重,力不能胜,甚至连活命的指望都绝了。
So when Paul was saying that, he was under great pressure far beyond his ability to endure. That he even despaired even of life.
在这种非常困难毫无盼望的这个情况底下,
In such a situation with no hope,
他自己也断定是必死的,
he even determined that he is going to die.
但是虽然他自己断定是必死的, 但是他有一个这个心呢, 是与众不同的。
Even though he faced the death, he has a different heart.
他说呢, 叫我们不靠自己, 只靠那叫死人复活的神。
He said, this is to make us not to rely on ourselves, but on God who raised the death.
有的人明明是自己死到临头了，还是靠自己。
A lot of people encounter death, rely on themselves even when encountering death.
但是一个有主的人，他知道能够信靠那叫死人复活的神。
But the one who has the Lord can rely on the God who raises the dead.
然后呢，他就经历主把他从那个死亡的那一个辖制、死亡的环境、死亡的那个情况里面整个拖出来。
And he can experience the under control of the death, out of under control of the death.
其实讲到这些，我们是没办法讲道理的。
When we are talking about this, we cannot talk more.
我们必须承认，基督徒真正 经历主这个从死拯救出来的那个拯救是没办法讲透的。
We must admit that we cannot explain this rescue any clearer.
有时候我们好像想要告诉这些那个想听的人告诉更清楚一点，但是没有办法。
We want to make this clear to the one who is listening.
有很多拯救的过程是你没办法形容的。
But there are so many process of the rescuing that we cannot describe.
很多神拯救的过程是超过你的感觉的，超过你的感受的。
A lot of process of the rescue is surpassing your feeling.
神就是奇妙的。
God is the miracle God.
他是死而复活的神。
He is the God resurrected God.
所以他知道怎么样把我们从死的光景里面，死的匣子里面能够救出来。
So he know how to bring us out of the death.
所以我们需要问一个问题。
So we should ask a question.
我们到底经历过主多少把我们从一些的情况里面拉出来的那种拯救。
How many times we have experienced the rescue that God dragged us out of suffering?
我想这是要想一想。
We should think about this.
我个人觉得，我们经历越多，我们跟主的关系就越不一样。
I personally believe that the more experience we have, the better the relationship with God is different.
其实叫我们这一个人去认识主，用讲道理的方式是非常有限。
Using a doctrine to tell us how to be close to God is limited.
其实我们的思考，我们的想象是有限的。
Even our thought is limited.
再聪明都是有限。
No matter how wise you are, you are limited.
而神在我们身上所做的事情，常常是超过我们这个有限。
And what God has done on us is always surpassing our thought.
所以许多的时候，如果你不是亲身经历主的拯救，
So a lot of time, if you do not personally experience the rescue of God,
实在来讲，我们对于这位救我们的神呢，还是没有更多的认识。
In fact, you do not know better of your God.
所以这有一个认识呢，是因为你得拯救所产生的。
So there is a knowledge that about God here, drawn from the rescue of God.
而且呢，这个拯救呢，像在保罗身上呢，常常在保罗身上显明他有一个特殊的影响。
And this rescue has influenced Paul a lot.
许多时候我们也经历过主一些的拯救。
A lot of time we also experience the rescue.
但是呢，那些的拯救在我们身上哈。好像不产生任何的影响。
But the rescuing may not have great impact on us.
我记得以前我们读那个经济学，计量经济学哈，就是那个计算的方面那个经济学。
I remember when I was studying statistic economics.
那个有时候发生一个突发的状况呢，哎呀，那些数字的反应就突然好像就有一个跳跃的一个发展。
When there is a sudden event, the data will change greatly.
但是呢，它慢慢又回到原来那条线上。
But then it will gradually went back to the normal line.
我们有时候经历主，常常就是这个现象。
A lot of time we experience God and the same.
有些事情在我们身上，在我们旁边发生。
A lot of things happen around us.
刚刚发生的时候，我们紧张了一下。
When it happened, we were nervous.For a while.
哎呀，我们觉得我们要好好爱主。
And then it reminds us to love God.
我们好好亲近主。
And reminds us to get close to God.
我们不但对自己这样讲。
Not only to ourselves.
我们有时候也告诉人家说，我现在要这样。
Sometimes we even tell people that I'm going to do this.
可是呢，讲归讲，等到一段时间一发生，一段时间过去之后呢，发现我们跟原来呢没什么差别。
But after time passed, we return to the same pattern.
那实在就是那个影响在我们身上还没有产生那个真的足以完全推动我们的那个决定性、改变性的影响。
This is the impact has not influenced us permanently.
但是神的这种保罗所经历这种拉出来的拯救。
But the rescue that Apostle Paul experienced.From being drawn out,
在他身上就有那种转变性的改变。
On him, it has the turning effect.
光保罗的得救还是有这个现象。
Just the rescue of Paul.
你看他正要去逼迫基督徒。
When he was on his way to persecute Christians.
而且他认为这样去逼迫基督徒，正是他侍奉神、荣耀神的一个最好的方式。
Persecuting Christians, he thought this is the best way to glorify and to serve God.
所以他从来没有想到说这样去呢会发生什么事情。
He had never thought of anything that would change him.
但是呢，在往大马士革的路上呢，
But on his way to Damascus, Jesus Lord met him.
主耶稣向他显现。
Jesus Lord revealed to him.
他从马上摔下来。
He fell from the horse.
他的眼睛瞎了。
He became blind.
看起来他好像是损失了。
It seems that he lost something.
但是呢，他里面呢突然亮了。
But in him he was enlightened.
他以为他戴的那个 那个大祭司的命令呢，这是最高的命令了。
He thought the order that he received from the high priest is the highest order.
但是呢，当他这个事情发生的时候，他心里想说：“主啊，你是谁啊？”
But once this thing happened to him, he cried out, "Lord, who are you?"
他发现了在他里面，他发现了那个真正主宰一切的主呢，向他显现。
He realized that the Lord, the creation God, has revealed to him.
然后他问了，也不能问了说：“主啊，你是谁？”
He cannot just ask, "Lord, who are you?"
他又问了说：“我当做什么？”
And he even asked, "What should I do?"
所以呢，他现在知道说，他现在感觉到说，他现在突然不知道应该怎么办。
And he suddenly felt that he don't know what to do anymore.
他本来做事情是不要问的。
He was a person who doesn't ask.Before he do things.
但是当他遇见了主之后，他发现他需要问。
But once he met the Lord, he realized that he should ask before he do things.
他本来以为他这样做就是对的。
He thought that he was in the right path.
但是他发现他需要问一下。
But he realized that he should first ask.
我当做什么？
What should I do?
所以这个是他得救的时候。
So this is the time of his salvation.
所以这个主一遇见他呢，就把他从那个逼迫人的那个匣子里面呢，把他拉出来了。
Once the Lord meets him, Lord bring him out from the persecution of people.
而且呢，他一得救之后呢，很快他自己也受逼迫。
Once he was saved, he was the one being pressured as well.
谁有这个本事叫一个逼迫人的能够心甘情愿受逼迫？
Who has this ability to change a person who persecuted people?From a persecuting people to become persecuted by someone else.
除非这个人里面有一个决定性的、很奇妙的、彻底的转变。
Unless this person has a change from the bottom of his heart.
有的时候，主在我们身上做了一些事。
Sometimes God do something on us.
我们缺少在主面前好好的思想寻求。
But we lack the detailed thought and seeking to God.
缺少好好的问一下。
We lack the asking.
如果我们把我们从信主，就是刚信主的时候，一直到现在，主在我们身上做的许多拯救的工作，带到主面前去。
If we bring all the salvations that God has done to us from the time we start to believe till now,
好好的问一下。
Clearly ask.
求主启示，为什么要这样救我
？Ask God revealing to you why He did that to you.
我相信有许多的人，可能在主面前，跟主的关系要有一个特别的进步。
I believe that a lot of people will have a special relationship with God.
有的时候我们就是明明经历主一个很大的拯救。
A lot of time we receive the rescue from God.
但是呢，我们呢，觉得平安了，就不管。
But once we have peace, we ignore him.
我不想查究，到底我得了这么大的拯救是为了什么
？We do not want to study why we receive such a great rescue.
这对我们来讲是一大的损失。
To us, this is a great loss.
主可以不用救我们。
God do not have to rescue us.
但是主他怜悯，他常常救我们。
The Lord has the mercy and He rescues us all the time.
保罗他经历主这样的拯救。
Apostle Paul experienced such rescue.
在他心里有个重大的转变。
In his heart he has a great change.
所以呢，他好像。他经历这样拯救之后呢，他对神的恩典的认识啊，那个被大大的开启了。
After the rescue, his understanding about God has changed.
而且呢，他也对他自己的这个光景呢，好像更多的认识。
And he knew about his condition even better.
那他也深深的觉得说呢，他自己的要活在神面前呢，他自己的良心呢，应该是什么样的光景？
And he realized what type of how his conscience should be if he wants to live before God.
所以他的良心呢，是成为在他面，在他身上可以帮助他，神可以帮助他，神可以引导他，神可以这一个在他身上工作的一个地方。
So the his conscience become a place that God can work on him to teach him to lead him.
而且神的恩典呢, 成为他可以倚靠的。
And God's grace become a thing that he can rely on.
有时候我们会觉得神的恩典不够。
A lot of time we feel that we do not have enough of God's grace.
所以我们呢, 就用了很多自己的方法。
So we use our method.
我们觉得我们 一定要努力到一个地步, 我们到没有办法努力的时候, 才来寻求神的恩典。
We thought that we should work hard until a point that we cannot do anything more before we seek the Lord.
但是, 神的恩典既能够叫死人复活,
But God's grace can bring the death to life.
神的恩典永远大过我们的问题。
And God's grace is always higher than our questions.
我们要求主开广我们的视野。
We should ask God to open our eyesight.
赐给我们一个积极的心去支取主那无限的丰富的恩典。
So that we can, we know where to draw His unlimited grace.
所以如果我们常常经历主的恩典，到达一个地步，我们生活的态度就会很大的不同。
If we continue to experience God's grace, our life attitude will change.
保罗他经历神的恩典，使得他在待人处事上面与众不同。Apostle
experienced God's grace, and so it changed his attitude to when he treats people.
他经历神的恩典，所以呢，他说他在世为人呢。
He experienced God's grace to a point that he admits that on the earth he doesn't want to rely on his wisdom or on anyone else.
他不是没有聪明,
it doesn't say that he doesn't have the wisdom.
他是不愿意靠人的聪明,
but he doesn't want to rely on human's intelligence.
有的时候我们这个不靠人的聪明，人家以为我们很笨。
Sometimes people think that we are a fool if we don't rely on human's intelligence.
记得我这个还没信主的时候,
I remember before I'm a Christian. I always think that the Christians are stupid.
因为我们是总会想很多一些奇奇怪怪的方法,
because we can think of a lot of strange ways.
他们就是不想,
and they will not.
他们一讲出来的话，我们觉得好像是这个很清高啊，怎么就是我们搞不懂的。
What they are talking is something that we don't understand.
我们不懂人家靠恩典怎么回事。
We do not understand what does it mean by relying on grace.
所以今天如果我们是暂时为人靠神的恩典不靠人的聪明, 我们要心里要知道这件事，常常人家不知道你是怎么回事。
So we should know that when we live as a way to rely on the grace, not rely on human intelligence, people do not understand us.
但是保罗 他在神面前经历那个神的拯救，经历神的恩典大到个地步呢，他整个生活的态度完全不同。But
Paul has experienced such rescue to a point that his life attitude changed.
就是这一个人，他在神面前，这个所有的时间、所有的机会呢，把它摆在神面前。He
put all the chance and his life to God.
就是他人生所经历的每一个事情呢。
Which means that everything he is experiencing is the time to experience God's grace.
不晓得我们弟兄姊妹，你有多少的事情是你愿意在神面前经历神的恩典？
Brothers and sisters, how many things that you are willing to put up to experience God's grace?
你是你生活上所有的事情呢，还是你只是选择性的一两件？
Is it all your life issues or just one or two things that you are choosing to experience God?
这个在我们想起来可能不太大的差别。
To us, it might not make a difference.
但是在神面前有很大的差别。
But there is a big difference to God.
如果你是一个一直愿意活在神恩典里面的人,
If you are a person who wants to continue to live under God's grace,
你就愿意 能够活在神所要你活的那样的光景里面。
Then you will be willing to live under the condition that God wants you to live under.
那你要多多的经历是神的能力，神的智慧。
And you are willing to experience God's ability and God's wisdom.
而不是说你这个人就没有智慧，没能力了。
It doesn't mean that you don't have any ability or wisdom.
而是你这个人，你这个小小的。你这个人小小的能力，小小的智慧是摆在神手中。
But you are putting up your limited ability and wisdom to God's hand.
让神把你带到更宽大、更宽广、更丰富的境界去。
Allow God to bring you to a greater and abundant places.
神用我们这个小小的器皿，能够见证他的一切的丰富和荣耀。
God can use us as a small utensil to reveal, to magnify His glory.
因为一个真正活在神恩典里面的人
Because one who truly lives under God's grace
他以后待人处事就跟不活在神恩典里面的人是不同的
His way of doing things and treating people would be different from other ones
一个人如果经历神的恩典经历丰富到一个地步
One who experienced the abundant God's grace
他这一个人会满溢出神的恩典出来
We have a point to overflow God's grace.
所以从他身上满溢出神的恩典出来，所以他在对待别人的时候呢，他可以以恩典来待人。
Since he has the overflowing God's grace, he can treat people with God's grace.
我们在这世界上面彼此的交往对待。
In this world, we are receiving each other.
最常有的就是比谁比谁诡诈。
Often we always have who is more wicked than others.
谁比谁更会占别人的便宜
Who is going to take more advantage of others?
谁比谁更会算计
Who is going to have a better calculations than others?
但是神的恩典充满我们到一个地步
But God's grace filled us to a point.
我们觉得不需要怎么算
So that we would not need to calculate anymore.
不是你不会算。
Not that you don't know how to calculate.
是你知道说不用算。
But it's the point that you will say it doesn't need to be counted.
这个账全部记在主耶稣那里。
And this whole book is counted in Jesus Christ.
让主耶稣当我们的会计师。
Let Jesus Christ be our accountant.
不要我们自己在那里盘算。
And we don't need to count.
所以如果我们实在得的恩典大
So if we receive the great grace
多
A lot
而且能够不断的满溢出来
And can continue to overflow it
人在我们身上就会不断的看见恩典
People will see the God's grace continuously from us
这是人遇见神的一个很重要的方式。
This is a very important way of people meeting God.
有的时候啊，你说我们懂一些救恩的道理。
Sometimes we know some theory about salvation.
哎呀，你给人家讲好多救恩的道理。
You talk a lot about the salvation.
常常呢，人听不进去。
Often people do not listen.
但是呢，神从你身上不知不觉满溢出来的恩典呢。就流到人家心里面去了。
But the grace gradually flow out from you will flow into their life.
所以活在神面前，靠神的恩典，不靠人的智慧，这是一个人重大的转变。
Living before Lord has to rely on Lord's grace, not on human, which is an important issue.
这也是这个人经历神奇妙的拯救。
And this is also how you experience the mystery's rescue.
在他身上产生一种变化性。
On him, a change has made great change.
而且呢，我们经历神的拯救，实在是应该是时时刻刻。
Also, when we experience the rescue, it should be any moment.
所以保罗说，他说他曾经救我们，现在救我们，将来还要救我们。
That's why Paul said he had rescued me and he is rescuing me and he will rescue me.
哥林多后书第一章这一第十节这个哈这些这个都是讲拉出来的拯救。
In the 2nd Corinthians chapter 1 verse 10 it continued to talk about drag him out.
过去我被神拖出来。
In the past, I had been delivered.
现在我还要被神拖出来。
And now I'm being dragged, delivered.
将来还有很多机会，我还要被神拖出来。
And in the future, I'm going to have more to be delivered.
你说这个只是一个道理吗？
Do you think this is just a doctrine?
不是。
No.
今天我们在生活当中有多少的机会需要被神拖出来？
Today in our life, there are so many chances that we need to be delivered.
你上网络的时候
，When you're on internet，
你有没有觉得你不知不觉就跑到一些地方去了
？Do you unconsciously went to some places？
神爱我们，常常呢，我们抓回来。
God loves us and drag us out of it。
所以呢，这一个被拖出来的拯救呢，是我们需要多多经历的。
So this rescuing is something that we should experience all the time.
也是我们在日常生活可以常常经历。
And it's also something that we can experience in our daily life.
啊，不一定每一次都是你这个那个力不能胜，被压太重，甚至断定自己是必死的，不一定每次都这样。
Not necessary in a situation that you are being pressed or in a great sufferings that you cannot help yourself anymore.
但是被拖出来是个事实。这个需要。
But being delivered is a great need.
这圣经用这个字，这个拖出来的这个拯救很奇妙。
The Bible uses this deliver or drag out rescue.
它讲到好几个方面。
It talks about a different aspect.
我刚才讲的是一个方面。
I was talking about one aspect.
那个是在死亡的环境、死亡的那个压力底下。
That is under the pressure of death.
那圣经用字呢，最头新约第一最头先用到的就是在马太福音第六章。
And the first time that the Bible mentioned about rescue in the New Testament is in the book of Mark, chapter 6.
就是主教我们祷告的时候，其中有一个祷告就是不叫我们遇见试探，救我们脱离凶恶。
That is when the Lord teaches how to pray. It says.To deliver us from the evil one.
不叫我们遇见试探，就是我们祷告主说不叫我们遇见试探，就是求主不叫我们不知不觉呢就被带到那个试探里面去了。
Ask Lord not to let us meet the temptation.
不知不觉走进去了。
The temptation is something that we walk in unconsciously.
求主，主帮助我们。
Ask Lord to help us.
你常常做这祷告，你发现很多事情就主就帮你过滤掉了。
When you always make the prayer like this, God will filter for you.
有的时候因为基督徒啊比较在主面前比较安息。
A lot of time the Christians is quiet before Lord.
因为比较安息的缘故的时候，人家就觉得好像这个人不急啊。
And so that people think that they don't have the rush.
这个不急呢，就觉得可以浪费时间了。
And to feel that the Christian can waste time.
因为不急嘛，不急好像是可以浪费时间，对不对？
Because they are not in rush, so they are wasting time.
不急是一个状态。
Not to rush is a condition.
浪费时间是另外一种情况。
Wasting time is another condition.
不急是因为有主给我安息，我才能不急。
Not to rush is because God is in control, so that we can be in peace.
浪费时间还是浪费时间。
Wasting time is another condition.
但是主告诉我们说。我们要求主替我们赎回光阴，赎回 redeem time.
But we have to ask Lord to redeem the time for us.
中文的翻译是爱惜光阴啊。
And the Chinese translation is to spare the time, is to use the time.
但是呢，原文是赎回光阴。
But in the original word is redeem time.
对我们来讲。爱惜光阴呢，是做我们要做的。
To love the time is something we should do.
但是呢，主在我们身上把我们光阴赎回来呢，不是做我们要做的，是做主要做的。
But God redeemed the time for us is not to let us do what we want to do, but what God wants to do.
这个光阴被赎回来呢，是叫我们更多的实实在在的活在他面前。
Time is being redeemed so that we can actually live before Him.
所以我们心里安息不代表我们可以浪费时间。
So when we have peace doesn't mean that we are wasting time.
而且呢， 我们甚至呢更知道怎么样仰望主呢，把我们的时间把我们的光阴能够赎回来。
And so that we can also look upon Lord to redeem time for us.
但是撒旦有一个诡计。
But the Satan has a wicked plan.
就是叫你没有时间。
That is to tell you that you don't have time.
你有时间都变成没有时间。
The time that you have become no time.
常常我们做这个事做那个事参与这个都有时间。
We often have to do this and do that, and we have the time to do those.
要读圣经的时候没时间了。
But by the time we need to read Bible, we don't have time.
要祷告的时候没时间了。
By the time we need to pray, there is no time.
要聚会呢，更没有时间了。
By the time we need to come togethering, the time is even less.
但是你会发现，你如果会让主替你赎回光阴。
But if you know how to let God redeem time for you,
你会有时间祷告。
Then you will have time to pray.
你会有时间读圣经。
You will have time to read Bible.
你更有充足的时间聚会。
And you will have abundant time to come togethering.
平常我们觉得我们聚会，我们祷告，这是我们愿意把时间拿出来。
Most of the time we feel that we want to pray and read Bible is the time that we spare.
拿出来是我们给主好处。
The time that we spare for God is for God's benefit.
看你的面子。
It's because of God's faith.
我一天呢拨一点时间给你。
I will spare some time for God.
但是你再多经历一点。
But be careful.
你再多认识一点。
The more understanding you have.
一个基督徒，他如果能够稳定的天天祷告，天天有充足的祷告，有充足的读圣经，有充，而且呢能够参加主给他参加聚会的聚会呢，绝对不是他的努力。
A Christian who can steadily study the Bible, pray, and come togethering, definitely not the time given by himself, spared by himself.
主不释放我们，我们就受很多的捆绑。
If God does not rescue us, deliver us, we are bounded by many things.
主不释放我们，一个小小的事情就可以把我们的时间全部吃掉。
If God does not deliver us, a little thing can eat up all our time.
主不释放我们，一些小小的问题就把我们占得焦头烂额。
If God does not deliver us, a small trouble will bring us to great suffering.
而撒旦常常就是利用基督徒不会好好的向主支取恩典。
The Satan always uses the opportunity that Christians do not know how to retrieve the grace from God.
所以呢？使得基督徒呢，他基本亲近主的机会都被剥夺了。
So that the Christian's basic relationship with God is being taken away.
如果一个基督徒他基本的亲近主、受建造的机会被剥夺了，这个基督徒他能够长到多大呢
？If a Christian's basic need to get close to God is being taken away, how can he grow?
你敢不敢养个小孩不让他吃饭
？Can you?Raise a child without feeding him.
都不给他吃，不给他喝。
Don't feed or let him drink.
你看他怎么长
？How can he grow?
我们的祷告，我们的读经，我们的聚会，就是我们的吃饭，我们的喝水啊。
Our prayer, our Bible reading, our gathering is our food.
你说都不要，都没有。
You don't want all of those.
你以为一天算一天就是长大了吗？
Do you think that one day and day by day you are going to grow?
不可能的。
Impossible.
我们亲眼看见信了三十年、四十年的基督徒跟刚得救的没两样。
We see in our own eyes that a Christian who believed in Lord for 30, 40 years has no difference with the one who just believed.
就三十年、四十年呢，在他身上不过是等于零。
30, 40 years is actually equal to zero.
他可以吃的时候他不吃。
When he has the time to eat, he doesn't eat.
他可以喝的时候他不喝。
When he can drink, he doesn't drink.
他最后是营养不良，吃不下也喝不下。
Then he is like, eventually he is like malnutrition and he cannot drink or eat anymore.
这是个可悲的光景。
So sad situation.
但是撒旦就是要把我们带到这个地步。
But the Satan wants to bring us to this situation.
你如果没有信主。
If you don't have time,
他想办法让你通通不要信主。
If you don't have the faith, He is going to use all the methods to make you not to believe.
但是你信了主，他怕你认识主。
But once you start to believe, He is afraid that you know God.
所以呢，他用很多试探的机会来攻击我们，或者来吓死我们。
So He is going to test us, to attack us, and to control us.
没有人知道撒旦的诡计能够比我们的主更清楚了。
No one knows Satan's wicked plan better than our God.
所以主在教我们祷告的时候，就特别的叮咛说，要常常祷告，不要叫我们遇见试探，救我们脱离凶恶。这个救就是拉出来的意思。
So our Lord, when He teaches us how to pray, He told us to pray all the time, to pray that we do not meet the temptation and deliver us from the evil one. The deliver means to drag us out.
我从信主到现在，经历这句话的恩典已经没有办法算。
From the time I started to believe, I have experienced this delivering too many times that I cannot count anymore.
很多事情我们不做，并不是我们有这个聪明啊。
A lot of times that we do not do is not because we don't have the wisdom.
很多事情我们不敢参与，不是我们比别人哈看得更高明啊。
A lot of things that we do not do is not because we have a higher sight than the others.
常常是被主拉出来的。
But was delivered by God.
你被主多拉几次你就知道了。
When you are being dragged a few more times by Lord.
多拉几次你就知道说，那里不准去啊。
Then you will know that place you should not go.
你带小孩，你养小孩。
You raise a child.
你除了告诉他不可以的，你还要拉他的。
Besides telling him not to, you have to drag him out as well.
你光说不可以，不给他根本不理你的。
You just say it in words, he's going to ignore you.
所以许多时候还要把他拉住，
拉出来。So that's time you have to drag the child out.
所以我们需要有这个心愿，能够常常被主从恶者的手中拉出来。
So we should have this will that we are being delivered from the evil one all the time.
恶者的诡计是超过我们想象。
The evil's plan is surpassing our thought.
不要以为我们已经够聪明了。
Do not think that we are intelligent enough.
受造的人比天使是第一等的。
The created man is only lower than the angels.
所以不管是能力也好，或者是许多的那些智慧各方面，都是少一点的。
So no matter our ability or wisdom, we are less than the angels.
我们只有依靠至高的主。
We can only rely on the Creator,
救赎的主,
the Savior,
才能叫我们真的有自救的智慧,
so that we can have the wisdom of Savior.
所以这里有一个拯救，就是从黑暗的权势里面被拯救出来。
So here is a rescue that we are being delivered from the dominion of darkness.
还有一些拯救呢，就是从恶人的势力里面拯救出来。
And there is another type of delivering, rescuing is from the evil one.
很稀奇哈，圣经在用这些字的时候，我稍微查考了一下哈。
It's surprising when I was studying this word in the Bible.
当我们经历这些拯救的时候哈。
When we experience this rescue.
跟我们的祷告很有关系。
It's related to our prayer.
就是我在看他这个前后文，我常常都会提到祷告。
That is when you are reading the scriptures before and after, it mentioned about prayer.
So 你是一个愿意或者你一个寻求主的拯救的人哈，你要常常经历主把你从许多困难、许多那些问题中把你拯救出来。
So if you are willing to receive God's grace, you will be willing to receive the rescue from God to drag you out of suffering.
如果我们不是能够多愿意跟随主，
If we are unwilling to follow Lord,
我们根本不会发现这个世界上有这么多的恶人。
Then we will not know that there are so many evil people on the earth.
如果我们都跟世界上人这个喜欢的做的都是一样，
If what we like and what we do are the same with the worldly people,
没有人会逼迫我们。
Then no one will persecute us.
因为我们跟他都是一样的。
Because we are the same with them.
但是呢，因为我们属乎主。
But because we belong to Lord.
因为我们的主要我们照着主的意思、主的旨意来跟随他。
And because our Lord wants us to follow His will.
我们才后来才发现。
Then we realize.
有许多看起来是绅士。
A lot of people look like gentlemen.
但是呢，他确实也会逼迫人的。
But they are the one who persecute people.
有人看起来很温柔。
The one who looks soft.
他逼迫人起来呢，哇，绝对不手软的。
But he is hard in persecuting people.
许多时候是超过我们想象的。
A lot of times supersedes what we are thought.
人心隔肚皮，谁看得透啊？
Our heart is so evil that who can look through it?
只有鉴察人心的神可以看得透。
Only the God who examines people's heart can see through it.
所以，我们事实上有很多的机会来经历主把我们从那些得罪主的人生那个手中拯救出来。
Actually, in the world that we have so many times that we canexperience being dragged out from offending God.
如果我们多去寻求主，你就发现多得不得了。
When we seek God more, then you will see these opportunities.
我再提一个原则上，还有一个拯救呢，是把我们脱离自己。
There is another rescue, is to rescue from ourselves.
就脱离呢，我们的肉体和肉体中的。罪和死的律。
To rescue us away from the death of our human body.
这个是生命中的那个比较深的经历。
This is the life experience.
这个是经历，这是什么？这个是比赦罪的经历更进一步的经历。
This is even further from the experience about being forgiven of our sins.
就是主在我们生命中作王。
That Lord is the King in our life.
主救我们脱离这个犯罪的身体。
God, take us away from this sinful body.
叫我们这个人能够说主动的不犯罪，这是很困难的。
To make us not to sin proactively is very difficult.
但是主救我们之后，他在我们身上做主。
But after Lord's salvation, He can work in us.
所以他在我们身上做主到一个地步呢，有的时候我们不知不觉好像又要去犯罪了。
And he can be the Lord in us that when we want to sin,
但是呢，他把我们拖出来。
He will drag us out.
脱离我们这个犯罪的身体的那个倾向。
So that we can separate it from our sinful flesh.
这是很奇妙的恩典。
This is a miracle grace.
所以，如果我们能够从这里从这样出来哈，我们就可以少很多去得罪主的事情。
So when we are delivered from this situation, then we can have we don't need to offend God anymore.
而且不止如此，可以成为神那个恢复的器皿。
Not only that, we can become a tool to restore for God.
这个不犯罪是消极的。
Not to sin is Not to sin is at the negative side.
那一个积极的是主要用我们来复兴万物。
But the positive side is to raise us to work for God.
所以主要我们成为圣灵的器。
So God wants us to be a utensil of spirit.
能够被圣灵大大的充满。
So that we can be filled with the Holy Spirit.
如果我们这个人不被拖出来
，If we are not being delivered,
圣灵很难用我们。
Holy Spirit cannot use us.
圣灵很难把生命更多的交通给我们。
Holy Spirit cannot send us more life experience.
也很难叫我们去能够成为能帮助人的。
And it's difficult for us to help others.
所以我们这个人如果没有能彻底的拯救。
So if we are not delivered from the bottom of our heart.
我们可以说太容易被人家发现那些缺点了。
Then we are easily being found of our defense.
但是神的恩典就是要我们被拯救，连我们自己都要被拯救出来。
But God's grace is to rescue us, even rescue from our own body.
是活在基督里面，活在圣灵里面。
Is to so that we can live in Christ Jesus and to live in the Holy Spirit.
不是活在自己里面。
But not live in yourself anymore.
如果我们活在自己里面，是一点希望都没有。
If we live in ourselves, we have no hope.
但是你不要把你自己的自己当作是神的引导。
But do not think of your own will as equal to God's will.
如果我们没有这个人没有被从自己拯救出来，其实我们还不知道神怎么引导。
If we are not being rescued from ourselves, then we don't know how God, guidance is.
我们很容易用自己的来代替神所给我们。
Easily we are going to use our own will to represent God's will.
还有一个拯救是将来的。
There is another rescue for the future.
你如果读到启示录，
If you read the book of Revelation,
你就发现有一个时候神要把他的愤怒倾倒在这个地方。
Then you will know that there is time that God is going to put the wrath on the earth.
那是预言。
This is the prophecy.
那是告诉我们将要发生的事。
This is the prophecy to tell us what is going to come.
那我们今天得到这个救恩。
Today we receive this rescue.
一面是为着现在。
One side is for now.
一面也是为着将来。
And the other side is for the future.
一面将来如果神他的愤怒显现的时候。
Because in the future when God's wrath comes.
这些蒙拯救的人呢，不会落在神的愤怒里面。
Those are being rescued will not be under the wrath anymore.
所以帖撒罗尼迦第一章第十节说，我们这些蒙拯救的人是脱离耶稣显现的时候。那个所要来的那个愤怒。
Therefore, in the book of 1 Thessalonians, chapter 1, verse 10, it says, Lord will come to rescue us from the coming wrath.
在一般人心里面大家都肯定了。
A lot of time we determine.
这个世界将来是要被审判。
The world is going to be judged in the future.
只是不信主的人他们有很多的讲法。
But the one who do not believe has other saying.
但是不管怎样的讲法他们自己知道也是有审判这件事情。
Nevertheless, no matter what they say, they know that the judgment will come.
但对我们基督徒来讲，
And to us the Christians,
我们需要主帮助我们更清楚。
We want the Lord to help us to know this better.
免得我们落在那个愤怒的审判里面。
To avoid being under this wrath.
所以今天主把我们就从许多得罪主的光景或者死亡的光景死亡的环境里面拯救出来。
So God has brought us out from all these death conditions.
不只是为了现在而已。
Not only for now.
也是叫我们能够专心地活在主的面前。
But to also pay attention to live under the Lord.
所以在路加福音第一章说这叫我们终身就是终其一生啊，终身的能够侍奉他。
In the book of John, it also tells us that so that our life can serve God with our whole life.
所以被拯救出来不是又回去过原来的生
命。So to be rescued doesn't mean to return to your original life.
这个拯救出来呢，应该是就站立在或者是活在神的面前。
After being rescued, you are going to stand in front of Lord.
所以你一直活在神面前的人。将来神的愤怒倾倒的时候根本就不会倾倒。
The one who lives in front of the Lord would not be afraid of the wrath coming from God in the future.
常常我们读到启示录的时候我们都看到那个可怕的一面。
A lot of time we read the book of Revelations and see all the terrible prophecies.
我发现弟兄姊妹只要一读到启示录好像只看到那个可怕的一面。
A lot of time brothers and sisters only see the terrible prophecies.
可是启示录里面有更多呢是吗是回到宝座前是比现在我们在其他的福音书或其他的书信里面更高的 那方面的常常看不见。
But there is another aspect in the book of Revelation that we are going to live in front of the throne that brothers and sisters did not see.
而且呢还是讲到说有些的圣徒呢是被带到神的宝座前。
And it even mentioned the saints is going to be brought to the throne of God.
他怎么会到宝座前呢?
How can they be brought to the throne?
为什么在地上的人可以到宝,可以到神的宝座前呢?
How can human on earth can be brought to the throne of God?
现在,从蒙的拯救,
You are being rescued.
他就活在神面前,
They live before God.
让神把他带到与主同坐在天上的实际。
Let God bring him to the reality, can be sit with him on the throne.
甚至能够被带到与主同在宝座前的那个世界。
Even brought to the life in front of the throne.
我相信今天一点都尝不到的，将来可能得不到。
I believe that if you do not taste all these, in the future you will not taste.
但是你今天如果有足够的心愿，神会给我们足够的机会，能够达到我们的心愿。
But if you have this will, God is going to give you opportunities to reach this will.
神成就许多的事情在圣徒身上都是根据他的信心。
God achieves things according to the Christian's will.
根据他所相信的，他在神面前所愿意支取的，他要支取多大、多高。
As God do things according to Christian's faith of how much they believe in drawing from God's ability,
神就做那超过我们所求所想。
Then God will do what is superseding our thought and our mind.
求主帮助我们。
We ask Lord to help us.
不断经历他拉出来的拯救。
Let us continue to experience being drawn out.
我们先祷告。
Let's pray.
主，我们把这些话带到你的面前。
Lord, we bring this word in front of you.
求你宝血遮盖。
Please cover with your precious blood.
求你圣灵为我们过滤。
May the Holy Spirit filter it for us.
也在我们身上启示。
And to reveal to us.
也带我们进入一切的实际。
And to bring us into all realities.
谢谢主。
Thanks, Lord.
奉主耶稣的名。
In Christ Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.